Hello. I'm talking from CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from the University of British Columbia, located in the unceded land of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. Today, I'm doing a fill-in with Jasper. How are you, Jasper?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. By the way, my name is Valentina. I forgot to introduce myself.
It is a beautiful day on campus.
I know. It's beautiful weather. Sky is blue. No clouds. Yeah. Have you been outside today?
I have not been outside enough today.
Okay.
What's nice about the station, though, is that we have windows from where we can see the outside space, which is unusual, I think, for a lot of studios, you know? A lot of studios are like windowless bunkers, but we're fortunate here at CITR. We can see grass and trees and sky from our main studio.
I know. Something that I've also been noticing is that because school just started, campus is super packed, and we also get a pretty view of all the first years and, you know, returning students. How do you like that?
It's a really fun time on campus, right? Like, there's a lot of excitement in the air. Everybody's like energized for the semester. Nobody's like stressed out about their workload yet. I really like the energy in September on campus, and it's kind of my favorite month of the year too. It's like a transitional month, right?
Nice.
Don't you think so?
I agree. I like it, but it also happens to be one of the last months of the year,
mm-hmm.
and for some reason, the last months of the year tend to stress me out a lot because I think like, oh my God, we're almost done.
Yeah.
What have I done this year? Who am I?
Oh.
Am I proud of all my actions? And I am. I think I am this year. But it really gets me in that mood, you know?
You're saying like at the end of every year, you have a sort of minor existential crisis?
Yes. Also at the end of every week, like every Sunday, I'm like, wow.
Oh,
a new
I get
one
it.
Is coming tomorrow. Can I do it? I don't know.
I understand what you're saying. I feel that from time to time as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So today I am presenting you guys with a new playlist I curated this morning with some songs that have made me feel thankful that I'm alive.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. So, you know, because it's summer, I'm not as busy as, like, during other times of the year. So I have been exploring a lot of new music recently. Most of it, it's songs that other people showed me. And, yeah, one of my favorite artists from this month and, like, summer have been the Beatles.
Oh,
I've never
right
been
on.
A huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything against him. I just like feel like I never got to listen to them a lot, but yeah, I think I'm gonna end up being a big fan. Do
what?
You like the Beatles?
Oh my, I mean I love the Beatles.
Yeah.
I'm curious what kicked off your current Beatlemania?
Okay, so I made a new friend this summer. Well, not a new friend because I've known him since high school, but he just moved here to Vancouver. And he loves the Beatles, so he was, like, singing a lot of their songs just, like, randomly. One of them was Don't Let Me Down. And, like, I just remember remembering him singing it. And the other day I was like, okay, like, actually I've never listened to the whole song, so let's listen to it. And then other songs started coming up, and
mm-hmm.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, they're the Beatles, you know?
They are the Beatles, yeah.
Has your friend been talking about the Beatles documentary that came out, I guess, last year?
Oh no.
Well, when you're ready, it's documenting the recording of Let It Be, that their final album,
mm-hmm.
on which that song is.
Okay.
Don't Let Me Down. It's like 9 hours of just sort of fly on the wall footage of them in the studio recording that album. And when you're ready, it's a pretty fantastic watch.
Okay. Yeah. I think I will watch it soon.
It's pretty absorbing. I found it to be very absorbing.
Okay.
To watch their process. I'm so happy that you've discovered the Beatles and you're getting into it.
I mean, you know, everyone knows who the Beatles are. But I think it's just like a recent discovery, and I'm happy about it too.
There's so much music in the world. it's hard. I mean, you know, sometimes people will be like, oh, I can't believe you haven't heard this artist, or I can't believe you haven't heard that artist. But it's like, man, there's so much music out there. Like, I'm listening to what I'm listening to. And it's like, I'll get to these other artists when I have time, you know?
Like, yeah. And like, I feel like especially that happens with classics. Like, a few months ago, one of my ex-coworkers was like, oh, what's that on your shirt? And I was like, oh, it's just like, you know, an album cover of Pink Floyd. And she was like, oh, who is Pink Floyd? And I was like, right.
Like, exactly.
I gasped. I wanted to cry. I just couldn't understand it. But now I do.
Were you wearing the Dark Side shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. So anyways, guys, I'm going to leave you with this beautiful, beautiful song, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Vancouver, what up, man? You already know Forest Fire in the house today, man. Listen, October 1st, Fortune Sound Club. We about to be in the west side of Canada. You already know what it is. Let's get it!
for the best in funk, soul, surf, and more music. Tune in to Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter at Jack Velvet Radio, Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show. Also available, streaming and podcast at jackvelvet.net.
Hello, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. So, that was one of my favorite songs from the Beatles as of now. I also have some new favorites like Michelle and nice. Here, There, and Everywhere.
There's so much to discover.
Right.
There's so much.
What are your top five songs?
Beatles songs?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Great question. I really like Dear Prudence from the White Album. Such a good question. I mean, there's Dear Prudence has always been like maybe my top Beatles song. I mean, I love Get Back. Oh my God. This is my brain is like frying right now. I mean, I love a lot of Sgt. Pepper. Get By With a Little Help From My Friends. Back in the USSR is amazing. I love Michelle. It's a sweet song. A lot of Rubber Soul is fantastic. So much of Abbey Road is so good. Mm-hmm. Some of those George Harrison songs like While My Guitar Gently Weeps Bam Bam, Something in the Way. Something in the Way is probably my second favorite Beatles song.
Honestly, I think I agree. Heard it at a wedding.
Oh, yeah.
I think nice. It was the song the bride and the groom chose for like their first dance.
Nice.
Yeah. Changed my life.
Yeah, seeing that. It's a gorgeous song. Mm-hmm. And then, once you finished enjoying the Beatles catalog for a few months or years or however long it takes you to sort of, you can start checking out the post-Beatles solo albums like All Things Must Pass from George Harrison or some of the McCartney records, some of the Lennon records. There's some good stuff there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It seems like the Beatles is one of your favorite bands, maybe. Am I wrong?
I mean, yeah. I grew up listening to them. I remember I discovered them, I guess when I was a teenager, early teens, my parents sent me off to spend a weekend at my uncle and aunt's house in Calgary. And my uncle James, is a big comic book collector. Mm-hmm. And so there was a whole room in their house dedicated to his massive comic book collection, which was full of action figures and like cardboard stand-up things and just like comic book stuff. And in that room, I was sleeping in that room, and there was also a turntable set up and a handful of records. Mm-hmm. It was the first time I'd ever played a record.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and he had a bunch of Beatles records there. So I was just listening to the Beatles records like all weekend. And that's how I kind of fell in love with them.
Nice. Yeah. That sounds like a deep, deep core memory.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, it was a pretty huge musical moment.
Mm-hmm.
First time you hear the Beatles,
Yeah, I actually remember the first time I heard the Beatles. So I have an older sister, and she had an iPod. I don't know, maybe when she was like 9. And one year she went away off to camp for the summer, and she left her iPod at home. And she was away for like a month. Mm. So I remember using it without her permission, of course. And at the time, I was like, I don't know, maybe 6, 7. So a lot of all of her music, I couldn't understand, of course. Like, I didn't even understand the concept of, like, having a favorite band and everything. But she had some songs downloaded. And I remember I recognized them not by their names, but by the album cover. So I heard Eleanor Rigby for the first time. And I was like, wow, like, I love this. I think it's the album cover is the red one with a one. I'm not sure. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Maybe it was like, because there have been a lot of compilations too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Eleanor Rigby, I think it's on Rubber Soul. Or no. Eleanor Rigby is on Revolver.
Okay.
Which is a black and white cover with like cartoon. Anyways, doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. This one, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was the first Beatles song I heard, and at the time I also didn't speak English, so I didn't even understand what they were saying. I just really liked the sound, and I also realized that if you listen to their music with headphones, like not the big chunky ones we're wearing, but like, you know,
earbuds or
Earbuds, like they have like you can hear some voices on the right headphone and some other instruments on the left headphone.
Yeah.
So it was an experience to me.
That's what's, I like how we both kind of discovered them passively through through people in our lives. Mm-hmm. Like your sister left their iPod behind, and my uncle just happened to put me up in his comic book room where he had some people, you know, it's kind of kind of parallel. But yeah, those old Beatles records were mixed. I mean, music recording techniques were really different back then.
Yeah.
And they were really pioneers in how they mixed their music and made the most out of a lot of limitations. And so that's why a lot of their music is like super, like it's hard panned is what they call it. You'll hear like the whole drum set in your left side and, you know, vocals in the right and whatever. Yeah, it's cool.
I really, really enjoy that. And to this day, I haven't changed like that setting on my headphones because I still love like listening to like different things in each of my ears.
Yeah, and it's kind of nice, right? It helps you like process the song. You're like, you can see all the parts.
Yeah, it kind of almost feels like you are in the studio with them. Like you can feel the, I don't know, the drum set in the corner and, you know.
It's very spatial. You're right.
Yeah, and I really enjoy that about music.
Very cool.
Yeah. Anyways, the Beatles. I'm gonna show you guys another one of my favorite songs by them. We already talked about it. I think it's gonna be a surprise. I won't let you know which one it is, but I hope you enjoy it, and I'll see you guys soon.
Lead a better life. I need my love to be here.
Play I love you, I love you, I love you. That's all I want to say. Until I find a way, I will say the only words I know that you understand. Michelle, ma belle, sans des mots qui vont très bien ensemble, I need to, I need to, I need to, I need to make you what you mean to me. Until I do, I'm hoping you will know what I mean. I love you. I want you, I want you, I want you. I think you know by now. I'll get to you somehow. Until I do, I'm telling you so you'll understand. Michelle, ma belle, sans des mots qui vont très bien ensemble, and I will say the only words I know that you understand, my Michelle.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah, back after a lovely trip down memory lane for me. I haven't listened to the Beatles in a long time.
Nice. Okay, I'm glad I got to show you my new discovery then.
Valentina, you are a student here at UBC.
Yes, I am.
How has your first week of school been?
It's been good. This term, I'm not taking that many courses for my degree. I'm a psychology degree.
Okay.
I'm only taking two psych courses and an elective. So it's been super chill. And last term, I was taking four psychology courses. And I just feel like I'm on vacation. Not really. I feel like my mind is going to change in like 2 weeks about that. But it's been nice.
You're feeling like you've made some good choices in terms of your academic and life balance.
Yes, I do have to say that last term I did that on purpose because I wanted to have a more chill last year because I am in my fourth year. So I did that to myself willingly.
This is good.
Yeah, I think I'm grateful for doing that for like just like a term and now having like getting to have more freedom. But yeah.
Yeah, you intentionally loaded up your third year so that you could have a more relaxed fourth and final year?
Yeah, fourth and final.
Fourth and final year.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. I am very nervous.
What are you nervous about?
Life after university and life after having been a student for my whole life.
Right.
Yeah.
I understand that. I was nervous too.
Mm-hmm. How was it for you, the transition from university to...
To real life?
To real life, yeah.
It was pretty rough, actually.
Oh, no, why?
Well, I dropped out.
Okay.
I dropped out after 2 years. And I was just like not really engaged. Like I was kind of lost. I was here at UBC, actually.
Yeah, I was going to ask, where were you and what were you studying?
I was studying history and literature, but I was dabbling in all kinds of stuff. Like I was taking some painting classes. I took some some psych, some archaeology. I took everything.
Okay.
And was lost. So I was like, I should take some time and figure myself out. So I left university after 2 years and I spent a year backpacking.
Nice. Where?
Mostly I saw most of Europe and a little bit of North Africa and Turkey.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah. And then while I was there, I was like, I should be a musician because I had always kind of wanted to be. And then when I got back from that, I came back to Vancouver and just figured out how to become a musician. Like I started playing open mics around town and I put a band together and just started making records and playing shows and then 10 years went by and I don't know, that's kind of my thing, my story.
Okay, first of all, wow, that sounds smooth. It does not sound stressful at all, but I imagine it was. I'm curious, I would like to hear more about the beginning of your musical self, and like did you discover that in Europe while you were backpacking, or did you have like prior exposure to music, or how was it for you?
I taught myself how to sort of play bass and guitar, like stringed instruments, when I was in high school, just in my bedroom. And the first job I got, I was working at a drugstore and I bought myself like a little tape recorder with my first paycheck. And
okay.
And then I started, you know, making recordings in my bedroom privately for all of high school. Went to university and was just unhappy. And then I decided to compile and release a handful of those tape recordings that I'd made during my high school. And so a week before I left for this trip, my dad built a stage in the backyard of our home. And I invited all my friends and I put on a show, which lasted about 20 minutes, and then the police came. Yeah,
oh, no.
But they were nice. Anywho, so to answer your question, I just kind of like had been doing it, but reluctantly, I guess. I guess I'd been sort of a practicing artist all of through high school, but I was never comfortable with it, or, and I was really like private about it. Like I wasn't sharing it or anything. And then while I was away, I was just like, screw it. I should just do this. Cause if I don't do it now, I mean, I was whatever, 20, 21. I was like, if I don't do it now, I'm not going to do it. So I made the decision. And when I got back from that trip, I didn't know anything, mm-hmm. you know, like I had taught myself how to play guitar and I wasn't even very good. Like I wasn't. And I just was like, how do you be a musician? I didn't know. So I started busking.
Okay.
And I was playing music on the street for a couple of years, and I like paid my rent doing that, and started going to open mics. And that's where I started meeting people who were kind of making music too. It's where I met some of my earliest collaborators. Early on, I met someone who played in my band for like 12 years.
Wow. Is your band still together?
Sort of, yeah. Mm-hmm. Last summer, my band grew to include about 7 people. And we were that unit for about 10 years. And we toured Canada and in a few instances overseas. And then last year, we all kind of grew up. So we're all in our 30s now. you know, a couple of us got married and had kids. So last summer, 2 of my band members moved out of the city. So, and that was kind of like a natural pause for the band because, you know, I have a kid now too.
Mm-hmm.
So I still play shows and tour and I still plan to make records, but my band is sort of a different group, not a different group, but it's smaller now.
Okay. This is so much information. I had no idea this was a thing.
I guess I brought it all up because you were saying that, like, you're nervous about this transition in your life, about leaving school. I was terrified, you mm-hmm. know. It's the kind of thing, it scares all of us, I think, when we're like, because I was in the same position. I'd been a student for 20 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And nothing else. I mean, I'd had like jobs, but
rent.
I was a student. I don't know. It just happens to you almost. Like you leave school and whatever happens, happens, you know. I'm sure there's more schooling in your future. Maybe there isn't. I don't know, but there likely is. Or maybe you take some time to travel, or take some time to just work and just be an independent person. Honestly, there's no wrong way, really. You know?
Yeah. I feel like I have some people in my life who are going through that right now, and I think the takeaway from that is that everything's fine in the end. Like, you find a way to do things and everything falls into place.
I think, I find that one thing I've learned is that I've spent a lot of my life being anxious and worried.
Yes, I see that.
I've spent a lot of my life being anxious and worried. And there's some benefit to worry. I think it's sort of a natural process of one sort of thinking about the future and trying to figure out like what the best course of action is. So I think mm-hmm. there is some value in being worried about stuff, but it's also I spent way too much time being anxious and worried. Like so much of what happens to us is out of our control, even, you know. Life is chaotic and random, and you know, so who knows what is coming towards us. So, you know, if I could speak to my younger self, I would encourage myself to like, try to chill out on the anxiety as much as possible and try to enjoy, you know, life in a more immediate sense as I'm going through it, because life's full of surprises and a lot of those surprises are very pleasant. And a lot of the ones that are not pleasant turn out to be good anyways, because they make you, you learn from them and they make you stronger and wiser and all those things. So it's an exciting time of life. And I wish that I had been more excited about it and less like, you know, stressed about it. But of course, it's easy to say that having, you know, now that I'm in my 30s and I went through that period, you know what I mean? It's easy to talk about. But so I wanted to ask you, you know, I guess you'll be graduating in April, right?
May.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So like next spring.
Mm-hmm.
So do you see yourself like, you know, starting the next part of your life in Vancouver? Do you want to stay here? Do you want to like relocate? You want to travel? What, you have any sense of like location for yourself?
Okay, so before answering your question, I just want to thank you for those words of wisdom.
Oh,
that's
very kind.
That's great. No, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, wow. Okay. And to answer your question, I do want to stay in Vancouver for a while, like
nice.
At least 3 years, because my first year of university was online and I stayed back home. So I didn't get to experience Vancouver at all. And then second year and third year, yeah, I was like a blob and a ball made up of anxiety and stress. And also, I don't know, like my first 2 years here were so hard. Like I was just having bad friends and right. bad encounters. Like, you know, it was
I get it.
Harder than it was nicer.
Yes, I yeah. understand. I understand.
But now, like the last 6 months have been so amazing, and I am nowhere where I was like 2 years ago or a year ago. So I feel like I need to make up for that time that I lost, because I also figured out this summer that I love the outdoors.
Okay.
And Vancouver is a place to be if you like being outdoors. And also I love the university and my faculty here. The psychology department is amazing. So yeah, I don't think I can move anywhere else.
I totally get it. You've put in the time and the work to be here. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it does take time and work to like situate yourself in a place, especially a city yeah. like Vancouver, you know, at the time that you came, which was like, I guess I'm assuming it was like right before 2020 or
no,
that.
I actually moved here September of 2021. So okay. 2 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah, yeah. Everything yeah. was weird. And
yeah. And like I know everybody left COVID like kind of insane. Like I understand that.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was like, it's a weird period, just like learning to be a pseudo adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm really happy to hear you want to stay here and enjoy the city for what
yeah.
it has to offer. There's lots to enjoy here. It's a really, you know, we should all be really grateful we're here. It's a special place.
It really, really is. So, thank you so much for listening to us today here at CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to leave you soon. And yeah, we hope you have a great rest of your day. Anything else you want to add, Jasper?
It's been so fun hanging out with you on the radio, Valentina.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to hearing you on the radio more.
And you will. Okay.
Yeah.
Have a great Friday.
Bye.
September 16th at the Hollywood Theater, it's US Girls.
US Girls!
Your one chance to see them live in Vancouver. With special guest, Dorothea Paz. General admission tickets are available now. Doors 6:30, 7:30 showtime, baby.
US Girls!
Ravine Moon Festival is back for its 21st year, and the theme is Water's Wisdom. Come to the Renfrew Collingwood neighborhood this September to celebrate one of Vancouver's most beloved creeks, the autumn equinox, and the traditions of the harvest moon. Join Still Moon Art Society.